This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Yeah, we are live at Fish Fest. We've narrowed down the location, too. We've been saying this incorrect, perhaps. I've been saying, like, near Soulard, which is that it's not inaccurate, but it's McKinley Heights, Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Church. By the way, it's so easy because if you're coming from 44, you exit at Jefferson, you take a right, you take your first left, and boom, you're here.
Yeah, so it's easy to get to.
Come see us. The crowd is starting to build. The bar has been open for a little while. They're going to start serving the fish here in about an hour. We'd love to see you come by and say hi. Paul Hall is here on entertainment. We're going to start with this movie here this afternoon called Devil in the Family.
I just had a 12-year-old boy show up here at my front door. He's got duct taped around each ankle. He's obviously covered in wounds.
It's Frankie, how do you plead to count one, child abuse?
Guilty. What Ruby has done, it just crossed a line of abusive to just psychotic.
Well, we love our true crime, don't we? That sounds like a real uplifting movie or TV show. Paul Hall is here. Is this a TV series?
Yeah, this is a three episode docuseries over on Hulu. It's tracking as one of their top television series at the moment. And I knew nothing about this, and it's funny, my wife and daughter both did. It's the story of the Ruby Frankie and her family, who was one of those mommy vloggers. You know, you go to YouTube and they'll tell you all about their life and everything's happy-go-lucky. And until one day, one of their kids is kind of comes out on the YouTube video and says, well, I've been locked out of my bed. I haven't had a bed for 6 months. And that's because he was being punished.
Oh, my.
6 months?
That is...
6 months. And that was... And my daughter told me all about it as we were going through, and I'm, like, getting fascinated by the tale as it unfolds. And it's a tale of people who didn't know what was going on in this household, including the husband for most of it. The kids that came out kind of normal, and in a good way, this keeps the faces of the two youngest children here blurred the whole time. So throughout this whole docuseries, so many of these exploit those younger kids and exploit the people that are in it. The good news is the older kids talk to the film crews. The younger kids are blurred the entire time, so you don't, hopefully you don't traumatize people more than they are. It's a fascinating story. It's a heartbreaking story, and you just can't believe some of the things that go on over the course of three episodes. It's over on Hulu, and I'll tell you what, you'll never look at another YouTube video with kind of a family vlogger type of thing the same way again after watching this one.
So when Ruby Frankie's 12-year-old son escapes from the counselor's name is Jody Hildenbrand, that's in Utah, in August of 2023, crawls out the window, rings the neighbor's doorbell, and has such bad wounds on his hands and feet that there's blood all over the duct tape, and that's when he asks the neighbors to take him to police. How is it that the, I guess we got to watch, but how is it that the husband
thank
didn't
you.
Know
that's
something?
What I was wondering.
Right.
Wait, the husband was out of the situation for about a year leading up to that point. Now, why he didn't go back and check on the kids and whatnot, I don't know, and I don't understand. He feels like, as you watch the course of this unfold in front of you, a man that was either manipulated so much by Ruby Frankie and the counselor that's involved. And some of the things in here are horrific, the way they just kind of demean him as a man in the family. And it's that, and it's his ever-loving, undying love for his wife that he kind of, even at the end, you sit there and you scratch your head going, aren't your kids more important at this point?
But part of this is also about this Jody Hildenbrandt person, right? Because it's called Devil in the Family because she tried to convince them that they're influenced by Satan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's moments in here that as you find a panic room in Jody's house where they're living, you see what they tried to, their claim was to get the devil out of these kids. And the oldest boy that got away, part of what was, he was the devil because he was dating and in their household. And it's just some weird, twisted, and very warped views. They came from a Mormon background, but this isn't about Mormon religion. This is about some people who just didn't get it and got caught under the spell of a woman who was able to twist their mind.
Wow. Well, Paul, we are live, as you probably know, at our Fish Fry Friday event here in McKinley Heights, and I'm going to rush you through the rest of it just because we want to get David on, who runs the show here, before Frank Cusimano. So any other recommendations this weekend?
Yeah, and I'm hungry, so get David in there. I tell you what, Paradise, the season finale, came down this week. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Is it the end of Paradise? You'll have to see the episode, but they definitely give you an idea where we're going next. And if you don't have Hulu to see Paradise, good news, we may be seeing this on ABC about a month or so down the road. So for folks who don't have Hulu, you'll get a chance to see this series as well. That's out there now. There's a new Charles Manson thing that's absolutely horrifying over on Netflix.
I'm into the Manson stuff.
Me too.
So what's that about?
It's about the book Chaos that I can't remember. Tim, somebody, I took off the top of my head. He wrote of a different theory of what the Manson murders were all about.
Instead of
Helter Manson
Skelter?
Really under mind control from government projects and the like? And Errol Morris is the guy who does the documentary. Now, Mark, you know that name for sure from the documentary.
Well, he's a Wisconsin documentarian. He's done a lot of films over the years, including The Thin Blue Line. That's very interesting. One thing that I wanted to point out, we did this at the end of the roundtable as well, but Gene Hackman died a week after his wife. They came out with the autopsy report this afternoon. He died from heart disease at his home in New Mexico, most likely a week after his wife, Betsy Arakawa, died from the effects of hantavirus. That's a disease that's linked to rodents that can cause respiratory failure. So they have indicated that they both died of natural causes. There's a lot of speculation, Paul, as you know, that something else may have gone on here. The other thing about Mr. Hackman is he had Alzheimer's disease. That was, you know, something that certainly played a role in his death as well. But no foul play, and that's the result from the medical examiner in New Mexico and the police today as well. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Hey, it's simple. CommonGuy.com. And if you want to go back to an old Gene Hackman movie, go see No Way Out. Search it out online.
Great movie.
Kevin Costner.
Oh,
it is one of the greatest mystery films from the late 80s that I actually I recommend to everybody, and nobody walks back and says it's terrible.
Oh, it's so good.
You know what? That is a great recommendation.
It is,
Paul,
a great movie.
And it's not a movie that I've thought about. And what was her name in that? Sean Young.
Remember
her? She was great in it.
She was.
Will Patton's in that.
That's great.
Do you know, Mr.
Really
Holt,
came out.
Where does that stream? Do you know?
I don't off the top of my head, but I'll shoot you a text within the next 5 minutes, and you can relay it to everybody.
I think I got it. I think it's on MGM Plus, which I don't have. But you can buy it for $2.99
and Pluto
on Amazon. That's awesome. All right, Paul, we will talk to you next Friday afternoon. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, we're going to wrap up. We got Cusimano coming up here before the end of the hour, but we're going to visit with Dave, who runs the show here at the Serbian Orthodox Church. The Fish Fry is underway. It's Fish Fest. Come see us.
Woo!
Get more at 971talk.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.